Now, Albert Barr wrote this in 1890. There is a far better way of elevating an instrument than playing difficult music on it. Just take it into good company and keep it there. The more refined and intellectual the company, the firmer and longer hold it will take. Therefore, it's no surprise that the advance of the banjo began when it was taken up by the ladies. Before that, it was mostly heard in bar rooms or on minstrel stages. And Albert Barr wrote that he was in New York for 4.5 years in the 1890s, and he gave lessons to hundreds of pupils, most of them among the wealthiest and most fashionable families in New York City.
We're going to do a march right now. Some of the very first Edison cylinders featured this music from the turn of the century. And they were playing marches and light classical music in a three-finger style, kind of set the stage for bluegrass ultimately. And we're going to do a tune that probably most of you have heard at one time or another.